Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, has been granted bail in London, but he'll stay in prison overnight because he doesn't have the cash to meet the bail. Assange is fighting extradition to Sweden, where he's wanted for questioning on allegations that he sexually assaulted two women, allegations he denies. The bail terms require Assange to leave his passport with police. He mustn't leave his residence during certain hours, and he has to wear an electronic tag. Some Assange supporters suspect the extradition request has been motivated by WikiLeaks' decision to begin publishing that trove of 250,000 secret U.S. diplomatic cables, something Swedish officials have denied. But meanwhile, the debate over Assange's exploits is raging in his homeland of Australia. The BBC's Nick Bryant reports from Sydney.
At the start of the year, relatively few of his compatriots had even heard of Julian Assange. Now he's the world's most talked about Australian and arguably the most consequential. These were protesters in his home state of Queensland, a couple of hundred, who view him as a high-tech folk hero and the Australian government as more of the national embarrassment. There have also been bigger protests in Sydney and Melbourne.
Miss Gillard, shame, absolute shame. Miss Gillard is safe. The WikiLeaks activities are illegal, but she can't tell us what the laws are that they have broken.
Certainly the WikiLeaks affair has provided an early test for Australia's new Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, and she decided to adopt a tough rhetorical line against the website's founder. Even though her government has been unable to identify any Australian law that he might have broken.
I absolutely condemn the placement of this information on the WikiLeaks website. It's a grossly irresponsible thing to do and an illegal thing to do.
Afterwards, however, she was publicly contradicted by the Foreign Affairs Minister and former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, the man she ousted in a leadership coup in June. Rather than condemn Julian Assange, he spoke out on his behalf.
Mr. Assange is not himself responsible for the unauthorised release of a quarter of a million documents from the US diplomatic communications network. The Americans are responsible for that.
What made this all the more intriguing was that Mr. Rudd has himself been a victim of the WikiLeaks cables, with the former American ambassador to Canberra describing him as a mistake-prone control freak. Rudd said he didn't give a damn and that this kind of criticism was water off a duck's back, a figure of speech he used over and over, as this talk show host reminded him.
I've been following you through the day, and water off a duck's back. I think I might have heard that already today. Just watch this, Kevin.
Frankly, mate, it's water off a duck's back. Frankly, we should just take it like water off a duck's back.
For me, this is all just water off a duck's back.
Okay. Quack, quack, quack.
But in defending Mr. Assange and criticising Australia's staunchest ally, America, Mr. Rudd might be closer to public opinion than his boss.
Look, there is absolutely a danger that Julian Assange becomes a folk hero and that in the movie Julian and Julia, Julian ends up being the more popular figure.
The ABC's Annabelle Crabb sees parallels with the case of David Hicks, the only Australian held at Guantanamo Bay, whose detention without trial caused significant political harm to the Conservative government of John Howard.
In these circumstances, you have to be fairly sure of your ground before you mount the sort of attack that Julia Gillard has against Julian Assange, and I think that she may suffer from being unable to locate any firm ground on which to continue to take this stand.
Though the national stereotype probably gets overdone, Australians at least like to think of themselves as anti-authoritarian. And certainly they gravitate towards the underdog. So Julian Assange isn't only a threat to the US government, but leaders in his homeland as well.
Hands off WikiLeaks! Hands off WikiLeaks!